What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, the President of the United States just sent out a desperate post asking for oil prices to stay down. Never in Joe Biden's 4 years in the White House did he send out anything so desperate, unhinged, and just displaying a fundamental lack of understanding of how things work. I'll read this in 1 second, but this warning comes just days after U.S. airstrikes hit 3 Iranian nuclear facilities. It was an aggressive escalation in the ongoing conflict that was supposed to be contained between Iran and Israel in the Middle East, but Donald Trump decides to unnecessarily put U.S. lives at risk, U.S. troops at risk, by approving this and allowing it to happen. Now, Iran's parliament, off the back of that, voted to approve a proposal that could lead to the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. The final decision rests with Iran's Supreme National Security Council, so we don't know yet, but this threat is being taken very seriously by global markets. If you look at crude oil markets, you look at anything, you can see the price skyrocketing, and Donald Trump is panicking. Yashar Ali says oil prices are up over 20% in the past month, largely due to the ongoing escalations. And Donald Trump decides to just beg on Truth Social. I mean, dude, conservatives convinced themselves that Joe Biden had a gas price button on his desk that he was like flipping up and down like a lever or whatever. And Trump actually bought that. Trump thinks that if he just types on Truth Social, keep oil prices down, that'll work. What the hell are you talking about? So after oil prices spiked 20% in the past month due to this escalation, Trump tweeted out this morning to the Department of Energy, drill, baby, drill. And I mean now. No shot. He's desperate. We have been drilling at the highest rates out of any country ever under Biden. And then he says, everyone, keep oil prices down. I'm watching. You're playing right into the hands of the enemy. Don't do it. Trump actually convinced himself that the president has unilateral control over oil prices. What he doesn't realize is that he may have just screwed himself. Just to back up, if Iran closes the Strait of Hormuz, which is what they're threatening, it would arguably be one of the most critical things to happen thus far. It would be the most critical thing to happen this decade. If Iran successfully closed the Strait of Hormuz, they would be choking off one of the most critical oil points in the world. Roughly 20% of all global oil shipments go through there. 20 million barrels per day flow through a narrow waterway. So blocking it could send oil prices soaring to $120, $150. It could very well double, and gas prices would spike to $5, $6, $7 per gallon, therefore nuking Trump's presidency. Donald Trump is desperately begging because his presidency is hanging on by a thread. The fun and games of striking Iran would lead to a disastrous economic meltdown. This would have profound consequences, not just for consumers at the pump, but for overall inflation, for supply chains, and for global economic stability. Iran has made similar threats in the past, but they've never fully closed it, largely because Iran itself depends on the same route for its oil exports. So it would basically be like murder-suicide. It's like if they want to do it, they have to kill themselves too. So we don't know if they're actually going to execute on this, but the current escalation introduces a new level of unpredictability, and crude oil prices are skyrocketing. They are skyrocketing. Think about what would happen to Donald Trump's approval rating. This would be the effect. There's a lot of corruption going on in the government that many people aren't paying attention to. But if prices begin to skyrocket, not only at the pump, but oil prices would also increase food prices of everything would skyrocket. People would then begin to hyper-focus on the politics of the current administration. And as the economy is melting down, as inflation skyrockets and wars break out, people would be wondering who's getting rich while all of this is happening. Then they look at the Trump admin and they see, wait a minute, Trump created a crypto coin named Trump Coin? Melania has something called Melania Coin. There's Baron Coin. Everybody has a crypto coin in the Trump family. They are cashing in on that while the American people are suffering. So Donald Trump's True Social posts, the multiple that he sent out, are very, very clearly a panicked attempt at like pressuring energy markets. He's trying to publicly pressure oil producers to hold prices steady, even if it affects them, in the same way that he tries to publicly intimidate Jerome Powell. That's not how it works, buddy. You can't just intimidate Jerome Powell. You can't just intimidate oil producers. It maybe works with Columbia University, but it's not going to work with Harvard. But I don't know. In this statement, I think there's a lot of vulnerability in Trump's, not voice, but in his typing. You can see the economic vulnerability. With inflation already being a key political issue over the past, 5 years, and that was Trump's key political issue, a sustained spike in gas prices or inflation as a whole could ripple through the broader economy and just reshape the political landscape. So James Carville had a theory a few months back that if Democrats kind of just chilled out and didn't play their hand, that Republicans would zoom off of a cliff. And honestly, this could happen. The bigger picture here is that there's a dangerous interplay between military escalation, energy markets, and the health of our economy. And when Trump took this gamble, he could have just entirely blown up his presidency. The strikes on Iran may have been aimed to destabilize Iran in particular, but they may have also opened the door to a destabilizing energy crisis that would only hurt Donald Trump. So we're going to have to continue pushing. The closure of the Strait of Hormuz, if it does happen, would not only disrupt oil and gas flows, but it would just reshift the way that United States politics works because it proves that Donald Trump has no clue what he's doing. So we'll continue to watch and see if oil markets settle, if they continue to spike. A lot hinges on Iran's next move. If they retaliate against U.S. troops in the Middle East, will they close the Strait of Hormuz? And how far will the Trump admin go in this confrontation to prove a point? The situation still remains fluid, and markets are nervous because of the fluidity. This reads, it wasn't clear who specifically Trump was speaking to in his post, though he was likely addressing the U.S. oil industry. Some oil companies had warned earlier in the year that they might have to cut production after prices tumbled to multi-year lows on Trump's tariffs and OPEC Plus boosting supply. Quote, to the Department of Energy, drill, baby, drill, and I mean now, Trump said in a subsequent post. This reads above, U.S. crude oil was down 75 cents to 73.09 in the wake of Trump's post. I'll continue to keep you guys relentlessly updated on all of the breaking news. We are building something beautiful here at this channel. Chris, contributor Chris, and I are going to be starting a live stream show soon, where every day, together, we go live, in person, we walk around Chicago. It's beautiful in Chicago. Let me know where you guys are, where you're watching from, because we're going to build an amazing community over the summer and far, far beyond, into the midterms, the 2028 election, and you'll see what we have planned. It's going to be something insane. And I love that you guys are all a part of it. Make sure you subscribe below. It's entirely free. And if you click on that little bell next to the subscription, you will never miss a live stream when they do happen. The live streams inject breaking news straight into your feed. We read your comments. We've built a connection with a lot of audience members. So be there. Don't miss it. I love you guys. I'll see you in the next video. We're going to rip it all day, all week. Peace out.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.